USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Georgia State Election Board voted unanimously Wednesday to move forward with an investigation of U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat from Georgia, for his role serving as board chairman of a voter registration organization founded by Stacey Abrams that election officials say failed to follow deadlines. Warnock did not respond to requests for comment. According to data from Burbio, a digital platform that tracks school data, President Biden's new target of reopening schools, having more than 50% of public schools offering at least one day of in-person classes a week, is behind where the nation's public schools already are. 66% of students in kindergarten through 12th grade are already attending traditional in-person classes 5 days a week. Millions of people in Japan will be delayed in getting Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine as planned. Standard syringes in use in Japan are unable to extract a sixth and final dose from each vial manufactured by the U.S. drug maker. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden's pick for the Office of Budget and Management has a history of vile social media behavior. Is it enough to discredit her character? USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Biden's pick to lead the Office of Budget and Management says she's sorry for past tweets attacking Republicans. In front of a Senate confirmation hearing, Neera Tanden said her role as an impassioned advocate for a left-leaning think tank caused her to clash with Republicans.
I deeply regret and apologize for my language and some of my past language. I recognize that this role is a bipartisan role, and I know I have to earn the trust of senators across the board.
And as far as why she deleted a bunch of tweets after Biden's victory,
Senator, I appreciate people's concerns about my tweets, and I've regretted them, and I deleted tweets because I regretted my tone, and I've deleted tweets over many months.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Industry leaders are saying the COVID-19 vaccine shots will not be a one-and-done deal. USA Radio News' Dan Rocky reports.
Community health centers will begin to get doses of coronavirus vaccine, the White House announced on Tuesday, as CVS and Walgreens pharmacies begin to administer shots later this week. Johnson & Johnson CEO Alex Gorsky believes a trip to the pharmacy for a COVID shot may be a thing for several more years. He tells CNBC that a yearly vaccine, much like the flu shot, may be necessary.
I think most people feel that this will be something where likely for the next several years, we'll be getting a COVID-19 shot just like we would a flu shot. Now, exactly what that shot's going to be comprised of, I don't think we know today. I think we could all imagine a future where we're living with this, but where we can keep the science, at pace with the virus. You know, we can keep on living our lives.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former Food and Drug Commissioner Scott Gottlieb noted that the vaccine production is ramping up. About 220 million doses will be put into the market by the end of March. The boss, Bruce Springsteen, was allegedly arrested for DUI in Sandy Hook, New Jersey, back in November when he pulled over to take pictures with fans and then took a shot of tequila offered by one of them in full view of the cops. Park police saw what happened and they immediately pulled Springsteen over as he drove away. Asbury Park Press reported Springsteen's blood alcohol content was 0.02, just a quarter of New Jersey's legal limit of 0.08. Questions to Park police about the incident went unanswered. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.